Well, I think first of all, parents have to be good example and have some discipline and restraint in the use of social media, because parents can often complain that children don't listen to them, and that can't be the truth, can be the case, but it's rarely that they don't watch what you do, and they're influenced by what you do. So being a good example is important. I think that if children from an early age can be encouraged to be sensitive to their body and their mind and the ways in which the body can become unpleasantly agitated and the ways in which the mind can become unpleasantly stimulated, and to be able to recognize that, then children have their own way of measuring the impact of the things that they become involved with. And rather than the parent giving them some kind of a sermon pointing to these simple truths, what happens to your body? What happens to your mind when you spend too long with these things? So it's not a an abstract issue. It's something that children are able to see for themselves and feel for themselves if they're encouraged and taught how to observe what's going on inside them from an early age. Nevertheless, peer pressure becomes stronger as children get older, especially as they enter their teens. And one possible way, and quite an effective way, is to institute an idea of a media fast, like once a month or every now and again, just to have 24 hours with the whole family with no media, no social media at all, no telephone calls at all. And if you can't help yourself and you pick up your phone or you pick up, then you have to start the whole 24 hours again. And I've read about some schools that give this as a kind of a project during the holidays to their students, and that it has quite a remarkable effect. So that's, if the child is already pretty caught up in these things, the idea of a media fast, just for them to see to what extent they are addicted or attached and how it feels to be separated from these things that they take for granted, is quite a good idea.